It's a blessing to be here for the first time. Good morning, everyone. It's been a while since we've been thinking about doing this. But today God gave us the opportunity to do it. Whenever Billy Graham would pray, he would wish there was a hole. You guys get it, though. I've never heard that one before.
Everyone wants to be here, right? Yes, with the Lord. Always, each time you wish the word of God, you wish the home was open down his feet so he could go and just disappear.
Okay.
So there's high thing to do, wish the word of God.
Okay, I got it.
You can't translate it.
No. First of all, that I would like to say to you this morning, I respect very much the church. First of all, Igreja Batista, and the liturgy of the service. In the way that you guys worship. He respects that, and I'm sorry, he's speaking about the Baptist church. Every church has its own characteristic. Every church has their own way, characteristic and way of worshiping. And I'm saying this for a specific reason. And I'll be saying some things tonight. And for this, I need to clarify. Because after the word, so that people can understand that I didn't mean to disrespect anyone. And that God may bless each one of us. I would like to invite you that you may open your Bibles in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20. I would like to thank Pastor Scott and the congregation, the elders of the church that have trusted in me and our church to be here today. And I hope that after this service, you will allow us to continue to stay in. Amen. Matthew 18:20. The word says this. For where two or three are gathered together, together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus
is in the midst of us today. And as a matter of fact, he's always been in the midst of those who serve him. During the week, the moments that brought us here, Jesus has been in the midst of us. The text that we just read has a context. In the context of this text, we observe in the verses that precede our text the first mention of the assembled church in the New Testament. And the purpose of this meeting, it was because of a brother may have sinned. So it's saying that when a brother sins against you, you need to gather with either two or three in the presence of the Lord to pray to God and ask for His will and direction so that there is a solution that He may give a solution for this brother that has sinned, that this brother may be healed and cured. So this is the context of what we just read. And I would like to note three important things about this meeting. And the first thing is non-essential things. First thing that's not really important is the number of people is not essential. It doesn't matter if there's 100 people here. It matters that those that gather gather in the name of Jesus. Jesus said this because sometimes it's not easy to gather a large number of people in a meeting. But when he mentioned two or three, he's probably stating the smallest congregation possible. So there's really no excuse for us not to gather in the name of Jesus. If we can't get 100 people together, we can just get two people together, or three. Because as long as there's two or three people gathered, he promises to be among them. And the text doesn't say two or three. Oh, three or two. The text doesn't say three or two. It says two or three. If it said three or two, we could be a little bit discouraged, because then the number would be going down. But he said two or three, meaning that going from two to three, there's an increase of 50%. And this is encouraging. Amen. And any of us can gather two or three people in the name of Jesus. So the number of people is not important. Another thing that's not important or essential is the place. The place in which we get together is not that important. I thank the Lord for this place that we are gathered. But if for some reason you are in prison or in a hospital and you can't come to church, you can, wherever you are, unite with one or two or three other people in the name of Jesus. And Jesus will be among you in His name. Amen. So the number really is not important. The place is not important. Amen.
Mas também nós temos algo que não é tão importante também, que é a forma de nós adorar a Deus.
And the way we meet is also not important.
A maneira que nós cultuamos.
In the way that we worship.
Como já falei, cada de nós tem a sua característica como igreja.
Everyone has their own characteristics.
Mas se você não pode congregar.
But if you cannot interact, gather, okay. If you cannot interact, you can, in the name of Jesus, have the presence of the Lord wherever you are in your way. Every church has its own characteristic. And each of us are one of a kind. And just because you may be a little bit different, it doesn't mean that God will not be present. The way that you worship is not important. Maybe the Baptist, like I am a Baptist, think... glorify themselves for doing it the way that they do it? Because they think they're exclusive. But Jesus did not say a specific way to worship. To get together. To seek His face, His word. Each one of us and each church has their own way of worship. Has their own way of worship. And as we do this, Jesus said, there am I in the midst. But another thing that's not important is the time. The time is not important. You can get together for 1 hour or for 2 minutes. You can have the presence of the Lord in the morning, during the day, in the afternoon, and at night, in overnight, overtime. The time is not important. The time is not important, or the moment. Whatever time is time to seek the Lord. Whatever time and opportunity is time to seek the Lord. Any occasion is an occasion to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Portuguese. This is what happens when you're bilingual. The last thing on the same subject of non-essential things is that Jesus does not say the position or the training of people is not important. He doesn't mention in the text 2 or 3 ministers or experienced Christians. He doesn't talk about somebody that studied a lot. Or if you have a little education. He doesn't talk about having a lot of money. Or little. The position is not important. Amen. So there's really no excuse that we not get together in the name of Jesus. The place is not important. The number of people is not important. The time is not important. The way is not important. But now we're going to talk about the most important. The essential thing or most important thing. the most important thing
é que Jesus precisa estar no nosso meio.
The meeting must be made in the name of Jesus.
Nós precisamos nos reunir em nome de Jesus.
We must meet in the name of Jesus.
Tudo mais pode faltar.
Everything else can just, you know, doesn't matter.
Pessoas podem faltar na reunião.
Some people might not come to the meeting. There might not be an appropriate place to do the meeting. Some people might not be fully experienced in the Word. But regardless of that, the presence of Jesus cannot go without. For where there are two or three gathered together in my name, we're not here today in the name of the Baptist Church or in the name of the First Baptist Church. We're not here together because of the name of the President. We're not in here in anybody else's name of our family. We're not here because of any organization or tradition. We are here meeting in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That means that we are in communion with Jesus and our brothers and sisters. I'm going to repeat. It means that we gather in communion with Jesus and with our brothers and sisters. If someone says that they love God, that they can't see physically, how can you say that you don't love your brother or sister that you see every day physically? Every time that we gather, we need to understand that if we love God, we must love our brothers and sisters the way that He is, with His faults, whether He's friendly or not. Where we need to be in communion with our brothers and sisters. It means that when we gather in Jesus' name, we gather in obedience to His Word and His will, according to biblical teaching. And the will of God is perfect, it's holy, and it's satisfying.
Amen.
Amen. And if we came here in our own name, we would leave disappointed. Because we would see faults and weaknesses in everyone. But we are gathered here in the name of Jesus, in obedience to His Word. In obedience to His will. This means that when we gather in the name of Jesus, we are subject to, we are under His authority. There is authority and power in the name of Jesus. He gave this power and authority to the church. He gave it to the church. Authority to baptize. Authority to break bread. Authority to preach the word. To teach the word. To make disciples. Authority to correct. There's authority in the name of Jesus. And when you leave your home, keep this in mind. When you come to the house of the Lord, or wherever you go, and you gathered with two or three, in the name of Jesus, there is authority in the name of Jesus. It means that when we get together in the name of Jesus, we are not doing it because of our own agenda. God has His own agenda. He has His own purposes. He has His own plans. He knows what He's doing and why He's doing it. And when we get together in the name of Jesus, we need to be ready to surrender to His authority. It means, and this is very important, this might be the most important, that when we gather in the name of Jesus, those that are outside, out there, they know us because of Jesus. We are to be known because of His name. We are to be known because of the name of Jesus. The people outside are looking at us as followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, as people who love Jesus, as people who follow Him. We are known because of the name of Jesus. And consequently, Jesus is known out there because of us. This is very important. That we need to have it in our conscience how important it is. The name of Jesus. It makes all the difference, the name of Jesus. And when we have Jesus in us, when we have pleasure and happiness to gather together, Jesus changes our lives. We are His own image. He changes us because we are like His image. And the Word of God says that the world will see our good deeds and they will glorify the Lord that is in heavens. It means that when we gather together in the name of Jesus, we get together for Him. We are gathered together because of Him and for Him. We put aside a time for Him. He did everything for us. He did it all. He still does it. Talk to us? Oh, it's up to us. I'm sorry. It's up to us to separate our lives for God. We need a holy life, a transformed life, a separated life for the purposes of the Lord. So when we get together in the name of Jesus, we get together for Him. One more time, we get together for Him. Sometimes our opinions get in the way that get in the way of the Lord using us. Because sometimes we observe some things about ourselves. We try to help God. We try to help God with something. But it's important that we separate ourselves for Him. And we gotta stop trying to help Him. It's important that we let go of everything to be full of the presence of the Lord in our lives. You remember Abraham and Sarah? They kind of tried to help God. And until this day, we have some problems. It's important that we separate ourselves totally for God. And when we do this, we let go of some things that we tend to think were important. Because those things that seem important to us are actually the things that are getting in the way. It means that when we gather in the name of Jesus, Jesus is the center of our meeting. Jesus is the center of our meeting. Jesus can't be in a corner. He can't be in the back, on the side or the other side. Jesus has got to be in the center. The center of our meeting. Our meeting is supposed to be going toward Jesus. Our attention is to be toward Jesus. Our worship is to be toward Jesus. The word comes from Him, but it goes back to Him. Everything that we do in a meeting needs to have Jesus as the center. I'm ending. I would like to finish with the third topic. And this is probably more important than what we talked about before. Is that Jesus affirmed something. And it's a very encouraging statement what Jesus said. He said to us, "There am I in the midst of them." Did he say I was going? Did he say I will be in the middle of you?
No.
He said, "There am I in the midst of them." Did he say, "Will I be there?" Maybe we would think, well, is he going to get here on time? Is he going to get some traffic? He does not say, "I will be," but "there am I in the midst of them." He is the first of the meeting. He is the number one interested person in this meeting. He is the first one. He is the first one interested in being here and showing himself to us. The Bible says that before we loved Him, He loved us first. Before we even thought about Him, He thought of us. Before man sinned, God already had a plan. Jesus is the first to be present in our meeting. He is the first. This talks about Him being omnipresent. Jesus is in all the places at the same time. He is in the midst of us. How is He in the midst of us? Through each of us. I don't know how many of you, I don't know how many of you have done this, but sometimes we don't go to a meeting because we think, oh, so-and-so is going to be there. I don't really like that person. So I'm not going to go to that meeting. We need to have eyes to see Jesus in everyone. We need to see Jesus in the lives of those that have been saved. All those who have received Jesus in their lives one day has Jesus in their life. And just because they have a fault or a sin, you can't let that get in the way of you going to the meeting. We need to learn to see Jesus in everyone. If you come to church looking for faults, you're going to find a lot of wrong things. But if you come to church looking for Jesus in each of your brother and sisters, see Jesus in the meeting, you're going to encounter Jesus. And you know, is there anyone here without sin? Sir, Lord, this woman was found in adultery. Jesus writes on the ground in silence. If one of you has no sin, cast the first stone. And the Bible says that all of them, from young to old, they all left. And Jesus was the only one with the woman. All of us have our faults. All of us have our sins. All of us have something wrong with us. But Jesus is present in our lives. And my morning will be better than the day before. My tomorrow will be better than the day before. Because the Word of God says that my path is a justice path. My path is like the path of righteousness. Got it. Okay. But this happens because Jesus is in my life. It's not because of my religion. It's not because I'm good. Because Jesus is in my life. So I need to look at my brothers and sisters with Christ's eyes and learn to see Jesus in the life of my brothers and sisters. And then each day in the meeting, I'm going to come to church with a joy and enthusiasm because I'm going to see Jesus. Because Jesus is in each one of us. Glory to God. How is Jesus present? Through His Word. Through His Spirit. In the midst of them means that He is present for all and not only a select group. Jesus is here for all of us. The blessing of God is for everyone. The favor for God is for everyone. Jesus did not come for a select group. But He came for all. And again, Jesus is not in a corner, but He's in a center of the worship. And to conclude, someone might ask, okay, Jesus is in the middle, so what do we do? What is Jesus going to do? He's in the midst of us, so what is He going to do? The scripture doesn't say what He's going to do. This specific scripture doesn't say specifically what He's going to do. But one thing I know for sure, the presence of the Lord, Jesus, only, His presence is more important than any other blessing that we may receive. In Psalms 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." If we have the presence of the Lord, the other things don't matter. Because the presence of the Lord supplies for all of our needs. The Word says, "My God." According to His riches, will supply. My God, according to His riches, in Jesus Christ, will supply all of our needs. I would like to motivate all of you this morning. Don't come to church looking for a blessing. But come to the house of God. Come to see the one that is in the midst of them, which is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we can't go without Jesus in our meeting. The other things can go, but the presence of the Lord cannot. I will be ending in 2 minutes. The Christian life does not resume in coming to church one time. But our worship needs to be daily. So I'd like to motivate you this morning. Don't miss out on the opportunity to meet in the name of Jesus. In your home, at your job, on vacation, when you're driving. Don't miss out on that opportunity to meet with Jesus. Amen. Isso é o mais importante. Nossa vida com Jesus. When we gather like a day like this, When we gather on a day like this, it will just be happiness. This is just an extra of our daily worship, of our daily experience with God and Jesus. May the Lord bless us.
I hope.
Okay.